Good morning, everybody, and welcome. This is the Prayer Closet. It's a half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, and concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893. It's 419-389-0893. Everyone might say a little prayer for me. Boy, this cough is hindering me a little bit today. I'll pray we get through this. But we do want to pray for you. That's why the Prayer Closet is here. 419-389-0893. Or prayer@yeshome.com. Whatever your need is, whatever is weighing on your heart today, let's take it before the Lord. Don't bear that burden alone. We are here to encourage each other, pray for one another. That's what we do on the Prayer Closet. That's what we are about. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Dear Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have together. We pray that you would be with our listeners today. Lord, be with those who call in with these prayer requests, with these needs, Lord, that as we lift them up before you, that you would work in the lives of your people to touch them, to encourage them, to help them, to strengthen them. Lord, that they would experience your grace, your mercy, and your power and all its fullness in their lives. Lord, as you glorify yourselves in them by meeting their needs, that they would delight themselves in you. We thank you. We praise you this day, Lord, because you are a good and gracious God. We give you all glory today. Pray that you would be exalted in all things. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And before we get into our prayers, well, and also let me remind you, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. And so we never give out your name or information. So if you're going through something, you know, it could be something personal. You don't want your name out there. That's fine. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in with your prayer request. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to pray for you this day. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God as we use that to kind of get ourselves focused and get ourselves centered in so that we're ready to pray to God with a good conscience and our hearts set on Him. And today we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul writes this, "Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children. And live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God." You know, the call that we have on our lives to be imitators of God. And I think being an imitator of God is different than, you know, we have these impressionists out there, people who do impressions. I would do some impressions today, but, you know, this cold in this voice, I can't impress, do an impression of anybody but somebody with a cold. But you know, these really good impressionists, people who come out and they, you know, can do the voice and, you know, the mannerisms of somebody that they're imitating and doing an impression of. Recently, you know, our President George H.W. Bush, former president, passed away. Perhaps one of the most famous impressions, Dana Carvey used to do his impression of him and do it on Saturday Night Live, and probably one of the more famous impressions that was done, and eventually even went to the White House, showed up at the White House. George H.W. Bush is always a good fan about it and good sport about it, and they ended up at the White House, and Dana Carvey did his impression of George W. Bush at the White House, and the president teased with him about that, and, you know, it's more, a little more good-natured than sometimes things are now. You know, back then, it was like the hostility that we have against the president that we have today, but so that his impression became so well-known that when people started doing impressions of George Bush, what they were really doing was an impression of Dana Carvey doing an impression of George Bush. You know, do not gonna do it, wouldn't be prudent, not at this juncture. You know, they'd do that. And what they were really doing was not impressing. They'd say, "Hey, here's my George Bush impression." But what they were really doing was Dana Carvey doing George Bush. They were doing that impression of him. And it wasn't, it had nothing to do with George H.W. Bush at all. Or George W. Bush, I guess it was W. Which one? I can't remember which. It was H.W. Getting all the George Bushes confused. But they were really doing Dana Carvey's impression of him. It was a secondhand impression. And sometimes I think in our Christian life that we can fall into that trap that, you know, maybe there's someone we admire in the Christian life, someone, you know, we think, oh, you know, if I could be like that, if I could be like this artist or that singer, you know, they just seem to have such a great relationship with God. And we find ourselves, instead of trying to be imitators of God, imitators of them. Now, to a certain extent, you know, people being an example and an influence upon us in their godly lives is a good thing. And even Paul said, you know, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So I'm not saying it's wrong to have mentors or people we look up to in the faith or people we admire or try to, you know, model our life after. You know, these are necessary. I mean, it's okay. to have that. But I am saying we want to be careful. You know, Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. In other words, he's saying, imitate the Christ in me. Don't imitate me. And don't imitate me imitating Christ. Imitate the Christ in me. We want to make sure that we're not living out, you know, the secondhand faith, that we're doing an imitation of an imitation. When Paul writes to us, be imitators of God, live that life of love, that, you know, every imitation we should have is should be seeking to live out God in our lives. Not seeking to, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for here is, but, you know, this idea that we're not trying to just, you know, put on a show, but we want to genuinely have God living through us. So we're genuinely living out. There's a genuineness to it. Maybe that's the word I was looking for. I think that's the word I was struggling to find. But we want a genuineness to it, right? That we are genuinely seeking after God, and there's a genuine expression of godliness in our lives. And it's genuine godliness. It's not borrowed godliness. It's not secondhand godliness. It's not somebody else's godliness. Like, we can't live off of someone else's imitation of God. We have to have that imitation in our life. And it has to be for us and come from us. But I love how he says this. Be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. We're called to imitate God. We're called to be like him. We're called to reflect him. But notice, we're called to reflect him as dearly loved children. We are already dearly loved children. God's not saying, be an imitator of me and you will be dearly loved children. He's saying, you are. This is who you are. You are dearly loved children. You're already dearly loved children. Because of this, exhibit, show forth the qualities of your father. You know, families tend to have certain behaviors that get associated with them, you know. Sometimes you say, oh, you know, the Johnson family. Yeah, you always know Johnson family. They're always this or always that. You know, they get certain behaviors, certain ways they act. Or, you know, someone will be growing up and you're like, oh, he's just like his dad. Just like his dad. Why? Because those people have an influence on us. Right? They influence how we are and how we behave and what we do. And God's saying, that's how I want you to live. I want people to look at you and say, yep, he's just like his father. She's just like her father. Our Father in heaven. Because we're dearly loved children. And we imitate him, we show him, because he's influencing our lives and impacting our lives and affecting our lives. You know, it just naturally is shining forth in us. You know, this idea that we're to be imitators is not like, it should be something that kind of naturally happens and naturally flows from us. It's not something we should necessarily have to manufacture, but something that comes from the fact that we spend a lot of time with this person. We spend time with God, we're with God, and God is working in us. When some of these people do impressions, you know, they'll spend hours and hours and hours and hours studying the people they're trying to do an impression of, learning their mannerisms and how they talk and their cadence of speech and learning all about them. But when you do an impression, they're just learning the outward thing, right? They're just learning the outward mannerisms, the outward patterns of speech, the outward ways that things get expressed. And they kind of, it's a kind of a superficial thing. You know, an impression is just a superficial thing. Whereas an imitation is deeper, where we're reflecting the inner character of that person. And that comes from deeply knowing that person, not just studying, you know, outward traits, but the deep character of that person and knowing that character. And when we spend time with God and we come to understand and know his character and his being and who he is, that begins to have an influence upon us. That begins to change us and allows us then to reflect that out into the world. And so Paul is calling on us here, say, be imitators, as dearly loved children, as children of God who know your Father, who spend time with him, who love him, who are being influenced by him. Let that naturally shine forth in you. And it comes just from spending time with him, reading his word, being in prayer, being in worship. And as we do those things and devote ourselves to those things, this is naturally going to occur. You know, this isn't like a job that we take on, I think, that, you know, it's like, all right, let's work. Here's my hour of working on imitating God today. But just, it's a natural outflow of our time spent with him and our time being with him. I don't think we should view it as work. We should view it as a natural result of relationship. It's not a task that we take on, but it's who we are in Christ. Because we're dearly loved children, because we've been invited into the family, because we have this wonderful relationship with God, because he's invited us into his presence, because we're learning from him and growing in him and existing in him, because of this, we're naturally becoming imitators, a reflection of God and who he is. So don't settle for a secondhand faith. Don't do an impression of God, but be an imitator. Be one who, out of your own devotion to God, out of the own time spent, just naturally reflects the Father. As we devote ourselves to Him and devote ourselves to the work He's doing and devote ourselves to spending time with Him, these things will happen. This is who we'll be. So let's give Him that time. Let's give Him that effort. Let's give Him that devotion. And we'll find that we're naturally imitators. And people will say, you know what? You're just like your Father. Amen. We'll come back with your prayer request, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And we have one, really a praise in. Listener writes in and just sharing how they were listening to the station a while back. They had been going through some depression and just feeling all alone. And we were talking about the book of Psalms that day and how every psalm ends in praise but one, Psalm 88. It's the only psalm in the whole Bible that doesn't end in a praise of God. There's lots of psalms of lament and things, but that's the only one that doesn't end in praise of God. And listener writes in how they went and read that song and psalm and that God really spoke to them through that and motivated them to call their doctor and get some set up with a therapist and a Christian therapist, and now are doing much better and just praising God for the healing that God has brought to them. And so we want to praise them as well. We kind of talked that earlier with when we were talking with one of our guests this morning. Lord, we thank you for the healing that you brought to this person, the hope you brought to this person, lifting them out of this depression and this loneliness. Lord, we thank you for how you use this station to touch them and touch their lives. We thank you for the impact that you had upon them. And thank you that we were able to be used by you to reach this person and help them in their time of need. And thank you for the healing that you brought to them, the hope, lifting them out of that depression. Pray you continue to place your joy into their heart and they would continue to walk in joy with you and be strengthened and encouraged by you every day. We thank you, we praise you, we give you all glory, Lord, for this and for the work and healing that you did in their life. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And here's another prayer request coming in. It says, just got married in November and both their vehicles are having issues and they don't have finances to fix them, so they don't know what they're going to do. Lord, we lift these young couple up to you. Newly married, now facing these car issues. And Lord, we pray for you to provide for these vehicles to be fixed or replaced, whatever it needs to be. Lord, that you would provide the finances, you would provide the means for these cars to be fixed, for these vehicles to be made safe and reliable. Lord, we pray that you would miraculously provide in this instance. We know that your word says you own the cattle on a thousand hills. And so, Lord, we pray that you would show your abundant provision to this young couple as they turn to you and look to you for their help and their hope, that you would provide abundantly and faithfully for them, as we know you will, because you are a good and gracious Father. And we praise you and thank you. We pray this in your name. Amen. Remember, if you ever have prayer requests for us, you can always call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's always folks here to be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. You can email or text at prayer@yeshome.com and get those to us at any time. And you can always get connected to a live online spiritual coach for live online chat session. If you ever need to talk to someone, that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just go to our website, yeshome.com, click on the online chat button. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This is the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.